Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Hey, Mpo, what's going on with the Bafana Bafanas, man? The boys have been doing so well, and yeah. I feel a bit guilty because I didn't even know they were playing yesterday.
Kanjani, don't you listen to my sport?
I do, but you know, man.
You're right here. You sit right next to me.
I feel like I should know Bafana Bafana is playing, not because I heard it in the news, because everybody's talking about it.
Yes.
Like back in the days, you didn't need to hear it in the news. Everybody was talking about it.
That's true.
You saw people wearing the Bafana Bafana jerseys, but they're doing well, I saw.
They are doing well. 45,000 sold out yesterday at the Cape Town Stadium.
Wow.
They were there for the first time since 2013.
Wow.
And it's been quite an impressive time. The last time that we actually lost a match as Bafana Bafana was at the 2023 Africa Cup of Nations in the group stages against Mali. That was in January of 2023. So, as I say, 19 matches. But the nice thing about it now with the Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers, we've gone 6 matches without a loss. We managed 4 wins and 2 draws. We finished top of Group A on 14 points, just a point above Uganda. So we're doing very, very well. I mean, having scored 16 goals across 6 matches, only conceding 5.
Wow.
Guys, we are absolutely doing it for ourselves. Ronwen Williams, our captain, the goalkeeper,
yes,
yesterday ran out for his 50th cap. So
wow,
there are so many good things that are happening around Bafana Bafana. It's
yeah,
it's a beautiful space to be in. And you're right, the last time that we felt this was around 1996.
Maybe I'm falling behind and I don't want to be negative, right? I mean,
yeah,
that performance sounds amazing and they've been having a great run.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm lagging behind. The rest of the country is upbeat and invested again in the national team. Mfundo, are you invested in the national team now? As much as you may not be a football fan, but it doesn't take that to support the national team.
I wouldn't say I'm invested. Honestly speaking, I'm probably lagging behind like you, to be quite honest. I wasn't keeping up to date with when they're playing their matches.
Mm.
And probably it's a psychological thing that there have been so many disappointments that you almost want to give them their space to play with no pressure. And then when they win, we'll just come now and celebrate.
I think it's because I'm invested in the very competitive moments. Mm-hmm. When we're in the AFCON, I remember very well, I was following and supporting.
Yeah. Yeah.
When there's a trophy to be won, or when maybe it's the World Cup or something very competitive. And I feel like, I mean, the guys, we are the group, the qualification group, it's Uganda.
Wait.
I feel like we've been playing small teams.
Sorry. End of year tour now with the Springboks. There's nothing to be won there, but everybody is backing the Springboks. So, nikhulumangani kahle kahle.
I mean, no, but we're playing serious teams. That's the thing.
Uganda is a serious team.
For real.
Uganda is a serious team.
So the boys have turned the curve.
Yes.
Juliet, do you believe that Bafana Bafana has turned the corner? Are you now fully invested, putting your heart on the line, ready for it to be broken?
When you put it like that, it actually sounds different. I'm with Mfundo on this one. I mean, the past inconsistencies linger or not in my mind. So I'm just waiting for that finish so we can celebrate after, honestly.
Wow.
Do give us a shout. Are you now back invested with your heart, your soul, everything on the line supporting Bafana Bafana? It's like taking back an ex who once hurt you. Or it's like going back in the dating pool after you got hurt.
It's November. I lost in January of last year. What more do I need to do?
Win something, a trophy.
Plus, also, November is not the time for love, or December. So, we're going in Feb.
A tough crowd, right?
Do you believe Bafana Bafana has turned the curve as far as your support? Are you back and fully invested? Do you know when the games are? Are you buying your Bafana Bafana kit or dusting off that old kit that's been collecting dust in your closet? Do give us a shout. Give us a call on 086-000-00959.
Yeah, Namshem Mfana Nawisol on this one. I am lagging behind because I feel like even Bafana Bafana, especially soccer, has disappointed us so much. But if they keep on doing good, then the Lababetsu move, Sizo lecture on, and then Sizo invest.
Yeah, and I think there was a time where our local league was so strong that you were invested in that league, and then as a result, automatically you were just invested in the national team as well, because it was a diverse national team, like players from different clubs, as opposed to now where there's like one or two really dominant teams. So I feel like that also has got an effect on whether we're invested in the national team when our league is doing badly. Tabisa from Midrand, good morning.
Morning, Saul. How are you doing?
I'm good, bro. Are you convinced, man? Do you feel like Bafana has turned the corner?
So Bafana wapendugile, and they turned the corner a long time ago. And you just said something now that really piqued my interest. I'm like, is it because it's Chiefs fans and their teams are losing? The team keeps losing left, right, and center. They're not even checking. But let's put that aside. Bafana has been doing quite well in recent times, predominantly this year. And I feel like this run that we're having right now is probably the same run or better than the one that we had pre the 2010 World Cup, because we had a similar run just before the World Cup to build up the confidence of the players. I remember Alberto Pereira saying that he wants to play a tough opposition or African opposition so that we win games and then the country gets that feel-good factor. And I feel like that feel-good factor is back. And we don't need the Friday thingy. So I'm with Mpo on this one. We don't need that Friday, Bafana Fridays and whatnot. We are back, guys. We are back.
All right. Thank you, man. Tepiso from Midrand. What do you say? Do you also share sentiment? Do you think Bafana Bafana is back? Give us a shout.
Sol, I heard you saying just now that a Bafana Bafana team that is anchored by one particular club is not good for the team. When you think about it, because these teams generally play once a month or once every second month, you do need a team that is anchored by a particular club, because a coach generally will have like 3 days at most to train with the teams before they play a match, right?
Yeah.
So, for instance, when Spain is doing well, Barca, they are generally anchored by Barca or Real Madrid, depending on which team is doing well. When Germany is doing well, it is either Bayern Munich or Dortmund. So even within Bafana Bafana, at the moment you have Mamelodi Sundowns and Orlando Pirates that's doing well, and that's why you will have that, because you want that instinct that is at club level to also come through to the national team. Makes it easier.
Historically, though, when we've been doing well, were we anchored by just...
There was a time Kaiser Chiefs... Remember Bafana was called the Kaiser Chiefs 11.
And Pirates.
Exactly. So it happens, and you need that. It just makes the national team coach's job a lot easier.
I get it.
There we go. For Kaya Sports, I am Mpoma Boy.
You get to a point where you don't care. Which is the biggest team in the country or in the world, and they win, I wouldn't even celebrate. You understand? I'm a Chiefs supporter, and I haven't celebrated anything they did in the last 2 years because I am that hurt. I don't know what they will have to do to redeem themselves, but I am far from celebrating anything squad related, anything Chiefs related. Jay, I am just sitting on the fence and watching. Yeah, okay, well done. Okay, yes, born. Yeah, no, okay, fine, sharp, but we need, okay, fine.
Bafana Bafana is back. Wow. And they have done everything to deserve our support. So why not give them the support and the attention they deserve? Shout out to the Gatonians for filling up the stadium yesterday. And shout out to them for putting up a performance that's worthy of a full crowd. Let's support our boys, man. And we've got massive talent, a mixture of experience and youth. So we can go very far.
Yeah, man, and shout out to Cape Town for filling up the stadium. Like, I don't know what I expect from the boys, because they have been playing well. They came back with the bronze medal at the AFCON. Mm. They won the COSAFA Cup like in 2021. You know, and that is good and well. The track record looks amazing for the past year. I just don't know, for me, why I'm not as invested. Or maybe they need to bring like a gold, especially in a substantial tournament like an AFCON, for example. But I'm really trying to, you know, put my finger on it. What is it that I'm requiring from the boys to win over that passion that I used to have for them? I have no idea.
Yeah, hey, soul in the team. Yeah, I mean, I think I'm back invested. We're still a back, yeah. I think I'm a player, meaning in case the Chiefs are squatting, he was 7 that. So, yeah. We're getting there.
How? So disappointing. They've done so well, and yet you say you need to see a trophy. Come on, guys. If it was a Mabogobo, we'd all be jumping up and down. I would give Bafana a break. This is the best squad we've had in years.
The only difference with Mabogobo, because we can only compare a team to their yesteryears and their glory days, is they've been able to match the best Mabogobo team as well by winning. In fact, they've surpassed them by winning the World Cup and defending it.
Lusol is just a general hater of Bafana Bafana. Guys, our boys are doing well and they're doing great. And they came third in the AFCON. Guys, we are winning this next AFCON. Stop being negative, Sol. When I stick to your Man City and live,
please. I'm being negative.
So ever since Mkulu started coaching Bafana Bafana, somehow we have improved. So I'm just surprised if you say I'm not supporting Bafana Bafana. They play a great football. You actually enjoy the game when you're watching it. So please, you'll be my game wabo. And then come back with Australia. Thank you.
Okay, look, I'm not being negative. I know there are people out there who feel exactly the way I feel. When I hear Bafana Bafana has won, I celebrate. I'm just saying, I'm not yet invested and I don't know what needs to happen. But I do agree. They've been playing well and yeah, Bafana Bafana buyile.
Check this. Bafana Bafana Savannah. South Africa.
Savannah.
Yes.
Bafana Bafana Savannah.
Shout out to the boys, man. Savannah. Yeah, one is Bafana Bafana Buyile, and I challenge I'm a piano artist. We need a new song. We can't be, you know, this is the old Bafana Bafana. We need a new song to celebrate the boys right now. But hey, I hope long may continue this victorious path that the boys are on.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.